following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online.
Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I'm a foolish cardinal.
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, squeak!
Ladies and gentlemen, I am here to humbly stand before you today and ask that you consider, I am here to ask that you think of a world without football. A world without football. I don't want to live in a world without football. A world without football will be cold, it'll be lonely, and it'll be dangerous. NFL players ain't gonna have no place to channel their aggression. They fired up all the time. NFL fans ain't gonna have nothing to give them no sense of superiority over each other. People in Baltimore is gonna wake up and realize that they be living in Baltimore. It's gonna get ugly. It's gonna get ugly. The Ravens is the only thing that's keeping these people in line. They got nothing else. They live in Baltimore. It's a crap hole. The Orioles ain't no good. They ain't got no basketball. There's no college football to get fired up about. Look, man, people is going to go crazy. There will be roving bands of criminals and thugs out in the street, out in my street, right here on Ray Lewis Boulevard. Looting and mugging and killing and jacking up old ladies for their social security. Right here. What? I'm lucky. I'm lucky, see? I'm fired up to be lucky. I'm Ray Lewis. I got money. And when it starts, I'm packing up my family and we heading someplace safe. I'ma go home, I'ma say, all right, honey, gather them up. Get Ray Vaughn, get Ray Nisha, get Ray Jr., get Larea, get Raven, get Ray Nell, get Raven, get L. Ray, get Ray the third, get Raymond, get Ray Keita, get Ray Dale, and get little Raisin too. And it ain't gonna just be in Baltimore, folks. It ain't gonna be just down here in Baltimore all fired up. Up in Philadelphia, I'm making a call out to all the wives and the girlfriends of the Eagle fans up there. Get out now while you can. If there ain't no football, it's going to be like mid-January up there every day of the week. Mark my words, kids will drop out of school. Kids won't be in the classroom studying school. And if they ain't studying school, they ain't going to get them good grades. And ladies and gentlemen, that is why we study school. Because school keeps kids out of trouble. When they in class, they not be studying trouble. No, no. They study in school. That is where they should be. But without football, they will be out of school, walking around with their pants all hanging off their butts. They not going to be listening to nobody. And where they going to go? Where they going to go? I know, they going to end up where I did. Just where I did, in a limousine outside an alley in Atlanta, trying to get my story straight before it was too late. I was fired up. I know what it's like, people. I know, because I've been there. I've been in a world without football. They called it jail, and I didn't like it. So I'm here today, and I'm asking. I'm saying Roger Goodell, Damari Smith, I am asking y'all to do something before it's too late. Get fired up! Because Ray Ray can't take this. I have fired up way too much. Ray Ray needs to hit somebody or Ray Ray is going to go nuts. I'm warning y'all. If I don't get to hit somebody in September, I am going to tear this city apart with my bare hands. You understand me, bitches? I am going to eat your babies. How's that for a motivational speech, huh? Get it done. Get it done or Ray Ray is going to King Kong on everybody there. All right, get right, your goddamn you. Hands off of me.
Okay, come on, come on.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Ah.
Hallelujah.
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 And they listened.
Yeah.
They listened to him, John.
Well, how can you not listen to Ray Lewis? I mean, the citizens of Baltimore are probably all coming out from under their beds going, thank God that's it. They got this done.
Wow. What a speech.
I tell you what, Ray Ray can motivate some people, can't he?
I'd say so. When he threatens to eat their children.
Yeah, do what I say or I'm going to eat your babies.
That would motivate me.
They don't hear that on the sidelines. Right, that's when the cameras are off.
Right.
And the dingo's in the house! Let's eat some babies! And the dingo's in the house! Let's eat some babies! Hey, that's for our Australian friends. The Melbourne, the Wisconsin, and the Australia.
Right. Oh, wow. What an off-season. What?
No kidding. Hey, it was perfect, don't you think?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, man, I like this. I didn't have to worry about it, right? I didn't have to worry about it for, you know, 5 straight months. They're doing everything in 3 days.
Yeah.
This is awesome. I'm serious. How can you not like this? They ought to have to do this every year. Free agency shouldn't start until July 25th.
Right.
Every year.
Right.
I'm serious. This is great. Look at this, man. This is ridiculous, man. I love it. NFL Network is like on 24 hours, you know, 24 hours straight. They're talking about all this stuff.
Yeah, I saw there was they canceled something on ESPN. There was some WNBA game or something was supposed to be on. They said, nope, nonstop NFL coverage after the lockout ended.
Right, there's been a third string linebacker signing. Get rid of the WNBA. Cut in immediately.
I guarantee their ratings were better for it.
The WNBA. Hey, you know what? Speaking of fag sports, man, I got to go ahead and give a shout out to the only team that has gone undefeated in a major professional sport in the United States since, what, the Dolphins, right? The Washington Castles professional tennis team did it. Yay. Jeez. All right, there we go. Back to the manly sports.
I am Tom. He's John. And this is the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, show number 179. It's great to be back.
179. And, you know, and for those keeping track at home, I wonder why we keep telling you the number. It's like up on the top of the corner of the comic book.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So, you know, when we get to 200, that episode will be worth some money one day. Right. So keep it stashed under your blanket.
Anyway, if you had not heard.
Well, at least there's a deal to save the football season.
There will be a pro football season after all.
The NFL Players Association and the league reached an agreement on a new labor deal.
Players voted unanimously to ratify a 10-year deal.
The deal's worth $50 billion over the next 10 years.
You guys are stuck with us. We're here to tell you football's back.
Teams, facilities, they'll reopen, and it's business as usual.
I'm sorry that we had the angst that we had for our fans, and that now's when it starts, and we're playing, and we're ready to go.
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
There you go. That's everything in a nutshell, including an apology from Jerry Jones.
There you go. We're coming in here to, we're playing here.
The best comment was there at the end from Bart Scott.
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
Right.
Hell yeah, man. He gets Ocho Cinco to knock head. Yeah, that's right, man. He gets some people to knock heads with. But am I the only one that cynically is just looking at this going, wow, you know, they got it done just in time, right?
Yeah.
Just in time.
Just in
the nick of time.
Yeah. Just in time to keep from losing hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right. So, you know, I'm just like, whatever. Whatever. Just get on with it, you know? Just get on with it. Let's go.
I had people telling me I don't think they're going to get it done. There's not going to be football this year. I said, would you stop? Stop it.
Stop it. You know how you know that there's going to be football? You listen to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Right.
The last time, Tom, that we were even on this show, I said that we were going to have a draft because Mickey Mouse would say, I paid for 3 days of draft coverage.
Right.
And what did we have? They came to an agreement that lasted all the way up until the end of the draft, right? Mickey Mouse said, that's good enough. That's fine. Go ahead. Right after Mr. Irrelevant. Then you can take it back.
Now we have a good friend back on ESPN. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Ooh.
Michael Irvin poses for a gay magazine.
Oh, yeah. That's always nice. You know, I'll tell you what. It's no wonder that he excelled on the in pattern, Tom. Kept it quiet.
I'm sure everybody heard James Harrison's comments.
Yeah, man, he unloaded.
The Eagles are already world champions. We'll talk about that.
Woo! Woo-hoo. Thankfully, I haven't heard from the frustrated Philly fan, because maybe he won't be frustrated this year. Because I got to say, Tom, they look on paper pretty nasty.
Well, when's the last time we did a show?
Right before the draft.
Was it before the draft or after the draft?
Yeah. We didn't do a post-draft show.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Nope. We've been very busy.
Man, you know, there's a lot of stuff has happened since the draft.
The whole world's gone by.
I don't mean in the NFL. I mean just stuff.
Just generally. Generally speaking.
You know, I mean, obviously they solved the lockout, but Casey Anthony has become a sex symbol.
But really?
Every guy wants to bang the hell out of her.
I don't know if I'd want to bang the hell out of her. Maybe, you know, give her a face fuck. I'd do that.
All of a sudden, the Marine Corps ball has been a who's who in Celebrityville. You know, John, one day you and I are going to get invited to the Marine Corps ball.
To the Marine Corps. If I can go with Mila Kunis, I don't care how many Marines I got to share with. Really, I don't care. I'll go 16th in line. It don't matter to me. Line up, platoon. I don't care, man.
I was just disappointed that Betty White had to turn down her invitation.
Well, you know, they don't do the foxtrot anymore.
Yeah. What else we got? Gay marriage has been made legal in New York.
That's always nice. That's right. Always nice.
About 137 people have entered the presidential race for the GOP.
None of them have any good ideas.
Bin Laden is dead.
That's how I knew the lockout was going to be over.
Is that right?
That's right.
Man. It's so funny, too, listening to these guys, you know, because as soon as I found out he was dead, all I heard from Republicans, oh, this is a lie. He was dead in 2004 and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, you would have thought John McCain knew that, because John McCain campaigned on the fact that he was going to get bin Laden. So did Obama. But, you know, and then I really, this Democrat I know, I really pissed him off, because he spent the last 10 years telling me how 9/11 was an inside job. Right?
Right, right, right.
Okay.
Right, right, right.
And so, you know, that our government executed 9/11 and, you know, that whole conspiracy theory. Well, then bin Laden gets killed and he's cheering. And he's like, see what Obama did? He did what Bush couldn't do. And I said, well, whoa, hold it.
Hold it.
You spent the last decade telling me that 9/11 was an inside job, and now you're celebrating the death of bin Laden. But if 9/11 was an inside job, then bin Laden was innocent and Obama's a murderer. John, he was furious, because there was nothing he could say.
Victory, USA.
Yeah, but we didn't really get him. It's all a big act, don't you know?
Look, I'm going to tell you what. I happen to know this, Tom. I've been paying attention, because the Giants and the Redskins play on September the 11th, and they're going to bring his body out in a shark tank at halftime and parade it out there. You know, they're going to bring it on out there, and everybody's going to get to see.
Oh, be prepared. So, we are going to be inundated. The 10-year anniversary of 9/11, it's going to be insane.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I'd rather not, man. I saw enough of it. I've had enough
I know,
of it, and it's
right?
not that I... It's not that I'm fed up with it, but, you know, it was bad, and I don't want to have to go through it all again. Thank you very much.
That's all going to be, I'm sure it'll be intertwined with the opening of the NFL season, because it's...
Yeah, now see, now we're on to something important.
Right. Well, you know what, though? Speaking of terrorists, that Norway terror attack, you know, it was funny, because all the media was reporting that Muslims did it, and it was an anti-Muslim person, a Christian, who did it.
Here's the bottom line. The other thing that's happened is we found out that over in Britain, with which we're a lot, I understand John Tilliard's phone was tapped by News Corp to find out what the hell we were doing.
News Corp.
So, right. Here's the bottom line, people. And then we'll get on to some fun stuff. If you are still supporting these kinds of people, man, stop. Just stop.
Well, it just goes to show that you can have militant Christian extremists just like you can have militant Islamic extremists.
You can have militant KFC extremists. You should see some of these videos I see on YouTube. These big fat black women, man, they get to throw down in some KFC.
They
get to be fighting and they're all smacking everybody around. Yeah, man. These are militant women.
I said I want all dark meat, motherfucker!
Amy Winehouse is dead. Big shock.
Big fucking deal. Yeah. You know what? I'll tell you the honest to God's truth, Tom. You know why I know who Amy Winehouse is? Because of her freaking drug problem.
Right.
I don't know any music that she does other than that stupid iPod commercial.
Right.
I couldn't care less. The only reason I even know who she is because of her drugs. And all these people that are, oh, it's so sad. You know what that is? It's 99% of what happens to junkies. 99% of the time, junkies, they die. So that's just the natural order.
Women's soccer was popular for about 42 seconds while we were gone.
Yeah, man. You know what? Those Japanese women in that on that Japanese soccer team.
Uh-huh.
you can see them all in this video that I found online, man. It's pretty cool, man. They can send me an email. I'll send you a password. They do some all right stuff, man. There's none of those mosaic things or anything.
So anyway, yeah, a lot of stuff happened since we last did a show. I got Netflix now. I finally
you got Netflix?
I got Netflix, and I have in like 3 weeks, I watched 4 years of Prison Break.
And see, that's why they raised the price. You were like the secret word from Groucho Marx. Hi, and the secret word is Tom. And so when Tom signed up for Netflix, he said, aha, we get to raise the rates.
That was cool, though. I don't know. Did you ever watch that show, Prison Break?
No.
Oh, my God. Show's awesome.
I've been getting into a Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool on HBO. Yeah. If you don't have HBO and you can get that off of Netflix, get that. That's pretty cool.
All right. So let's get back to the football.
So, dude, yeah, we've got football. What the hell is this? We're still pretending like there's a lockout.
And very important, very important. Right after the lockout ended, Rex Ryan delivered this message.
I'm really excited to get back at this, and the New York Jets are going to be ready. And the great thing is we get to prove it. Believe me, we are ready to do it. We think we've helped our football team during this time. We took it as an opportunity to get better, and we believe we've accomplished that, and that we think this is going to be our year, and we're going to find out soon enough. And I want to say this. Welcome back, fans. This is our time. Let's get it on, all right?
Let's go to eat a goddamn snack.
I say, it's time for us to prove that we can get past, I say, the last game there. And I'm so excited, it's almost like I'm looking through your TV set there at your feet. And your girlfriend's got some real pretty feet there. And she's got them stuck up right there in front of the TV. She don't know I can see them. Oh, man. We're back. And you know what? If she turns around and shows me the back of them feet, oh, my God, I'm just going to have to turn this camera off. I say.
Oh, man.
Pay attention to me, son. I'm talking about feet.
Yeah, man. So the Jets, they seem to try to go after people. They signed Santonio Holmes back, which I thought was a smart move.
I thought that was Braylon their most important move, yeah.
Yeah, they let Braylon Edwards walk.
Yeah, did you see Braylon? He said, the Jets don't want me anymore.
Yeah, man. What's up with all of that? You know, it's like, you know, I make it look good when I drop them passes. You know, I pull up lame. I make it look like, oh, my hamstring. Oh, it's just out of my reach. You know.
But seriously, they didn't bring anybody in to replace him, did they?
Who, Braylon?
Yeah, I've heard him talking about Randy Moss, and he hasn't signed with anybody yet, unless Philadelphia got a hold of him already.
Oh, God.
The Eagles. Hey, dude, you know what I understand? From what I understand is that there was a clause in the trade for Donovan McNabb last year that if we're able to trade Donovan McNabb within one NFL offseason, which we got, then Dan Snyder goes to the Eagles, and as you can see, he's just up there throwing money around.
Oh, boy. Let me show you how it's done up here, guys.
Yeah, so the Eagles are already world champs, man. They've already won the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, it's about time, Tom. Don't you think they've been coming close and coming close and coming close? It's about time that we can crown them champions here in I guess it's August by now, right?
Well, I was going to say, don't we crown them champions every August?
Man, you listen to Colin Cowherd, which I can't do for more than 144 seconds at a time without going, you douchebag! But, he's like, oh, the resurgent Cowboys. And I'm like, what resurgent? What?
Resurgent? What?
Yeah, what? What's resurgent? They're resurging up to 6-10. What are they going to do? But I don't see where they've done anything to improve the football team. It's not like they were doing great before
Tony
Romo went.
Yes, they did.
What, by getting rid of Roy Williams?
They cut Roy Williams. That was huge.
God dang it. Two first-round picks. That's ridiculous. I'm glad Albert Haynesworth's making that Dan Snyder look stupid. Takes the stupid glare right off of me.
I saw he signed with the Bears. Roy Williams did.
Who's quarterbacking in Tennessee?
For Tennessee?
Matt
Hasselbeck.
Wait a minute. Didn't they draft somebody? Is Hasselbeck going to start?
I'm sure Hasselbeck's going to start, yeah.
Who did they draft? They had to have taken somebody. I got to go look this stuff up, folks. It's been a long time, man.
Who cares? They're not going to win anything anyway. Chris Johnson's
holding
out.
Wait, man,
we got
a fantasy to think about.
Chris Johnson's holding out.
Peyton Manning got his big contract today. The Eagles saw that, you know, they saw they got Vince Young today, right?
Vince Young? Well, I thought Brett Favre was going to be their backup quarterback.
Well, they got Vince Young, and they gave him number 9, and all the Eagles fans think it's number G.
Yo, Vinny, look, they gave Vince Young number G. That's pretty cool.
Oh, Jesus.
Number G.
Yeah, what was all this talk about Brett Favre? Obviously, it was a smokescreen for all of the other gigantically huge, massive moves that they've made.
I don't know. It was Howard Eskin, which always reminds me of Eskin wannabe.
Right.
Anyway, he's the guy on, what's the station there in Philly?
WIP.
Yeah, this is what he said.
Bing, bing, bing.
I have been told by multiple sources the Eagles have interest in quarterback Brett Favre. Now read my lips. I said Brett Favre.
He has been told by multiple sources, he said, John.
That's right. Hey, read my lips here on the radio, folks.
Yeah.
Take a look at it. Here, look at right there at your speaker there. Hey, if you're driving, don't take your eyes off the road. Just trust me.
Read my lips. Dude, you're on the radio. You're on the radio. Shut up. No wonder the Eagles can't win a ring.
Let me show you some charts I made here to show the interest in Brett Favre here.
Oh, man.
If you could see this, you could see I got a big red area here that shows interest, and it's way up high. According to these sources that I got here. And one of them's like, you know, Vinny, the guy down the parking lot. Hey, man, you know, I tell you what, he knows a lot of stuff. He told me start Jay Cutler in my fantasy league last year in week 12, and I did pretty good. Brett Favre on the Eagles.
Give me a
what break. The hell? God dang.
Brett Favre's on a bass boat somewhere. He has no idea any of this is going on.
He's pulling up pieces of Ed Reed's brother.
God dang it.
Jesus What's Christ, that? John.
That was a pair of dungarees. God dang. Oh, hell. You know what? Ravens fans are going to hate us. But you know what? F them.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I know the cap went down this year, and I know teams now have to spend 99% of the cap. Finally, thank you. That was one good thing that came out of this, plus the rookie salary structure.
Yeah, everybody's in. Dude, Cam Newton's in. Every number one pick overall is in. They're all in. They've got their contracts. They're all happy. They're thrilled. They're all in.
Yeah, they did a good thing.
The Redskins' number one pick is already in and injured. He hyperextended his knees out for a day or two.
Oh, it doesn't matter, John, because, you know, we're only playing for second place in the division now.
Well, you know, the Eagles. I mean, it's kind of hard.
It's locked up, man. It's a done deal.
It is true. It's true. You know, it's kind of like, you know, hanging out in the bar when you know that dude over there is going to just bang every chick that you can see. You're just going to pick up scraps. That's all you can do.
That's somebody who's not in camp is DeSean Jackson. He's holding out.
He is?
DeSean Jackson.
Good.
Yeah, he's a holdout.
Good. Good. That's good.
But, and here he is watching the team throw money up on money at all these players, and he can't get a new deal.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, I have said for 6 years now, how many years is this now for this show? Is this 7 years? Is this our seventh year?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Okay. 7 years. Lucky Seven says, I don't give a damn about the money. Don't tell me about the salary cap. I don't care about what any... The Redskins, Tom, go through yet another bit of labor dispute and come out $45 million under the floor. They have to spend $45 million just to get to the minimum. So screw this cap business, man. Actually, I shouldn't say that now because I haven't seen how the new one works. But the old one, look at this. I mean, you know, you got to be an idiot to get busted with the cap. What is this I saw that the Buccaneers gave $19 million to a punter?
To a punter?
Yeah, like punter Kanan from Atlanta. They gave him like $19 million. What the hell is all that about? I saw it on Yahoo. I don't know what it was all about. It was only a small little article.
Was it a 10-year contract?
I have no idea. Maybe Tilliard can fill us in. Tilliard maybe probably is sitting over there in his little bungalow up in northern England.
What the hell? God dang, punter. What the hell? It's ridiculous. What's going on? It's out of his fucking mind.
Well, hey, hang on real quick. I want to call Andy Reid and ask him how in the world they're signing all these players.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's see if we can get him on the phone here.
Hello?
Andy Reid.
Yeah. Who's this?
Hey, it's John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon
Radio. Hey. John and Tom, how much do you weigh?
What?
How much do you weigh? How tall are you? How much do you weigh?
Why do you want to know that?
What are you weigh? God, Jesus Christ, I've got no time for this stuff. The phones are ringing off the hook.
I'm about 215.
All right, 215 has $25 million for 5 years, son. Can you play defensive end? Great, get your butt down here. Practice in 45 minutes.
Yes.
Move.
Yes.
Come on. Hey, pick up some Krispy Kremes on the way. I'm almost out.
Okay.
Hey, pizza delivery guy. How tall are you? You ever catch a football?
What?
Jeez. So I think we just made some money, Tom.
I just got a $25 million contract.
All right, well, everybody, look, I want to point out to you that that is just fiction and that you can press the damn donation button anytime you want. Go ahead, hit the donation button. Yeah, a couple people did over the offseason, man. Thank you very much. But hit it.
Right. Let's go to break. And when we come back, we've got, Stephen A. is back with ESPN.
Isn't that great? Great? All right, football's back. Osama bin Laden's dead. Stephen A. Smith is back. Everything's coming up. Bang, Cartoon Radio Hour.
Michael Irvin shirtless on a gay cover.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm going to go in the bathroom and rub one out in the break here. I'm telling you.
Well, as we go to break, I want to play this bit for you by a guy, a comedian by the name of Bill Burr. Bill Burr talking about athletic moves.
Oh, yeah. Bang!
Friends of mine will be like, well, how come anytime a black athlete does something, they say it's an athletic move? Anytime a white athlete does it, they say it's an intelligent move. And it's like, well, fair enough, man. It just depends on what you're doing. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, if you read a defense, white or black, that's an intelligent move, right? But if you take off from the foul line, jump over 9 other dudes, and throw the shit down, those other 9 guys aren't standing there like, fuck, why didn't I think of that shit? Here I am dribbling around, guys. I think that's some superhero shit. You have like a cape flapping in the wind with a big S on your chest.
VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
The lockout now is done. Games will be played and be won on Sundays, Mondays, and the occasional Thursday. The millionaire players, they talk their trash. The billionaire owners gave up some of their cash while we, the fans, take it in the... Ask me if I'm happy. Yes, I'm pleased. Just like before, I can't ignore my family. Till February, no Hall of Fame game. But who cares? That was lame. The NFL is back to save my Sunday.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean
and Pat from the band Cedar.
And you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
First and 10, welcome to the debate desk, Jay Crawford, Skip Bayless, and the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, Stephen A. Smith.
Welcome back.
Oh, yes, welcome back, Stephen A. Great news for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour and sports fans everywhere.
That's right. It's about time that somebody comes, that they let somebody who is outspoken back on television, whether he's right or wrong, I don't care, let him on.
No.
He's entertaining.
Yes, especially
better
when
than Skip.
Especially when he says things like this.
The issue here, really, when you have spent years crucifying this dude, now you still sit here. The audacity of you still hate on this guy. I am objective. There is nobody on the planet Earth that goes to such extreme measures to nitpick this kid the way that you do. Would you at least acknowledge that?
The audacity, John.
The audacity, Tom, let me tell you from on high, I got to tell you about the audacity over here of the Skip Bayless. How dare you come down and tell me that this boy's got his character impinged.
The audacity of you. Yeah. Oh, don't you dare. You.
You. Don't you dare.
Hey, you know who's pitching down here in Washington? Ching Ming Wong pitched last night.
Ching Ming Wong.
He's now pitching for the Nationals.
How about that?
Oh, and Hideki Hiroko.
He killed himself.
Yeah, he committed harikari. Very good. Nice. Nice.
Anyway, Skip was on, Stephen A. was on, rather, with Skip. God, it's been a couple of months ago. And so they really didn't have anything to talk about in regard to the NFL. But Stephen A. is back as an employee for ESPN, so I'm sure we'll have plenty from those two throughout the season coming
good.
Up. There was one thing, and I will. I thought this was interesting. I don't know how correct they are, but you know, my beloved Buckeyes are in a bit of a troubled spot, John.
I wasn't going to bring that up, Tom. Really, I felt like it would be like kicking your grandmother while she was laying on the pavement throwing up.
Ah, it's ugly at Ohio State right now, man. Let me tell you what, I haven't seen it this bad in a long time.
It's done. But, you know, really, we'll get, if you have time and you plan on getting into that tonight, let me know because I got questions.
Well, anyway, Jay Crawford asked Skip and Stephen A. both about how much they think these college programs, all of the college programs, are cheating.
How rampant do you think this is? What percentage of the top programs do
you think
so
you're saying everybody's doing
it? No, I'm not. I'm asking you the question, Skip. I'm not going to make any. I'm just saying, in your mind, you follow this stuff. What percentage of the major programs do you feel are committing similar violations?
80%.
I agree with that.
Both of them. 80%. Do you think it's that high?
Yes, I do think it's that high because I think you have to take the word cheating and put a big star beside it and say cheating according to these rules that were written in 1865.
Yeah.
They were, I think they were part of the treaty between the North and the South when the Civil War ended.
Well, here's the thing with Ohio State, okay, selling their Big Ten rings or their gold pants, you know,
right.
trading them for service or money, whatever. That's
so
not
what?
Cheating at the game. That is a violation of NCAA rules.
Of NCAA rules, right. So what?
But however, because they violated those rules, doesn't that then make the players ineligible and then they played as ineligible players, which would be considered cheating?
So what?
Right.
Here's the bottom line. They sold their rings that they earned on the football field while being slaves. Look, you know, did you see the South Park where they were talking about the NCAA? Oh, my God, man. Cartman walked into the guy's office and said, "Say, how do you get away with not paying your slaves?" Cartman actually said something like, "I'll give you 20 for the white ones and 30 for the black ones." It was great. But look, man, these guys, the rules are that they can't take anything. What is it? Boise State is in trouble. Because the women's tennis team, each of the players got a benefit from some booster that averaged out to something like $32 per player. And because of it, all of their sports programs are in jeopardy of going on suspension and all these. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I've said it before. I'll say it again. The only thing good about NCAA sports is the actual game between the whistles because everything else about it sucks. However, it is nice that it's happening to Ohio State, though.
Yeah. I could be like a Patriots fan and say, "Well, everybody does it," but that's not me. You know, we effed up and they got caught and we lost Tressel and things are a mess and they got nobody to blame but themselves.
Right. Well, you know, but I tell you what, I mean, granted, I am a Penn State fan, so yeah, ha ha ha. It's fun watching it happen to not only, you know, the rivalry between Penn State, but, you know, watching it happen to you is kind of funny. Ha ha ha. We have that little kind of friendly dick. I mean, seriously, this is the only podcast in the world where we got a Cowboys fan and a Redskins fan and an Ohio State Buckeye fan and a Penn State fan sitting in the same room having a blast.
Right.
Right? Okay. So, you never miss a trick to rub it into me.
Oh,
I'm surprised you haven't given me about Albert Haynesworth.
I expect it.
Yeah, of course. It's part of the fun. So, but really, man, the rules are, this has to stop. It has to stop. It's ridiculous, man. They just dismantled an entire program because they sold some rings that they earned for tattoos.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
I know.
It's fucking ridiculous, man. It's got, bleh. You know what? We're supposed to be having fun. This stuff's going to give me a freaking headache. And I'm cussing.
All right. So, former Dallas Cowboys great Michael Irvin. That's how it reads.
Oh.
That's what it says. Former Dallas Cowboys great Michael Irvin.
I think it's appropriate. Former Dallas. Yeah, now he's gay advocate.
He appears shirtless on the cover of this month's gay men's magazine called Out.
Out magazine. Now, look, you don't have to be so coy about telling everybody what it is. I'm sure quite a few people in our audience are quite well aware of what it looks like.
Well, he's on there. He did an interview in the magazine discussing his passion for equality issues.
Now, see, he's shirtless, but he has on a pair of shoulder pads, and his thumb is hooked into the trousers.
So you see the picture. You've seen the picture.
I've seen. Oh, of course, I've seen the picture. And you know, I get my subscription, and it's hooked into his trousers, and it's showing perhaps a little bit of that.
Come
hither,
right?
He's showing that come hither. Look, oh, of course. I mean, you know, it's on the newsstands, Tom. People are going to have to want to buy it, right? You got to get the impulse buyer. The housewife standing in the line there has to make a choice between Woman's World, The Star, and Out magazine.
Well, I tell you, in light of this, some of the things Michael has said in the past are starting to make sense.
Oh, well, it shows why he and Troy had such a special relationship.
You're supposed to squeeze your butt cheeks all the time.
Ah. Oh. Is that right?
No wonder he's always touching Tom Jackson. That's why they fired him.
Hey, get your hands off him. He's mine.
Then there was this comment.
I don't have to be the popper. I was the poppy.
Oh. All right.
He was the what? The potty?
The poppy. He's not the poppy. He doesn't have to be the popper. He was the poppy.
He was the poppy.
Yeah.
That was when they lost.
Yeah. How about that?
He was the poppy, Tom.
Just sit your butt in front of him.
Uh-huh. I bet you like that.
I bet you him and Charles Haley were tight.
Oh, no.
Come over here and do that in my ear. You know, I'll be honest with you. It's really hard to imitate Michael Irvin's voice, man, because he has such a – he over-enunciates so much. So,
yeah.
But it makes him sound – he's original.
So, anyway, Irvin has publicly acknowledged that the reason that he's taken this stand – is his relationship. Apparently he had a gay brother, Vaughn.
Oh, Vaughn.
Vaughn. Everybody who Vaughn died, though. Vaughn has passed on. He died of stomach cancer in 2006. He was 49 years old. And Irvin had not spoken publicly about Vaughn previously, according to the magazine. And you know, Michael's very religious. He's a very religious man, but he says he doesn't understand people who oppose equal rights for gay people.
For Michael, I think, you know, hookers and coke were a perfect cover story.
Well, here he is talking about that to a member of the paparazzi.
I can't understand any brother like you and I that is not for equality. Where has he been? Second of all, God has taken away a great deal of choices. He doesn't give you the choice of mom, dad, brother, sister, cousin, uncle, nephew.
Right.
He gives you the choice of companion. And if God decided to give you that choice, I don't think government should mess with it.
Why are they doing an interview on the side of the freeway? That's what it sounds like. Cars everywhere.
I don't know, man. I have no idea why they would be doing that. Maybe Michael Irvin was standing out there with a sign that says, you know, I need to get on a major network. NFL Network ain't paying enough. Something
so
like
your
that.
Choice Maybe. Of companion is just one of the few things that God gives you. And the government shouldn't mess with that, he says.
God lays out choices for you, Tom. You can choose to have a dick in your ass. Michael Irvin. You know, he had a big confession. It's kind of nice about him, you know, his brother Vaughn Irvin. Of course, if you're named Vaughn Irvin, you're kind of either going to be a German fighter pilot or you're going to be a fag.
Well, you know, Michael didn't understand some of the sounds he used to hear coming from his brother's bedroom.
I, of course, did not. I thought I was listening to someone kicking a pumpkin over and over and over again. Listen to that. It sounded like their foot had become stuck. There I was, a little boy, laying in the bed listening to that pumpkin. I thought that the toilet was backed up. I didn't want to get up and look at it because it might have been something from my father. But no, they just kept kicking that pumpkin and kicking that pumpkin and kicking that pumpkin and trying to get that pumpkin off their foot. I come find out it's my brother and his friend Carlo having the anal sex right there on the other side of the wall while I was trying to learn my playbook. They was doing something disgusting called the Donald Duck. I don't even know what the hell it was, but my brother's foot was in that man's ear. And then he started doing the chainsaw. And I said, Carlo, what the hell are you doing to my brother Vaughn? I got to go catch passes. I can't watch no more of this. It gives a whole new perspective on this.
I still love that.
that was rather graphic, don't you think?
Yes. Yes.
So if you're listening in your office, you know, let's hope your boss gets it when we're talking about kicking a pumpkin. We sound like we've been in a party with Vaughn Irvin. Now, Vaughn's died of stomach cancer, right? That's what they say?
Yeah.
Right. It's a big old hole in his stomach poked up from the bottom,
oh,
Raleigh.
All right. Yeah, so anyway, Michael, all in defense of the gay people.
Well, I mean, you know what? All kidding aside, I'm glad to see that he did it because I don't have any problem with those people. One of my best friends, so, you know, and not Tom, so.
He has to know that there are some men looking at the cover of that magazine in their own private room.
Well, you know, in a way, that would be kind of flattering, don't you think?
Yeah.
I like to think of the fact that somewhere in America, somebody is masturbating, watching my photo.
Oh, my God.
He does have that come hither look. He's like, he's in the locker room, like, you know, talking to Darren Woodson. That was a good interception. It sealed the game. Hey, Larry Brown, come here. I will give you your MVP trophy.
All right. So in August, another magazine, the August issue of Men's Journal, which now everybody will be able to read it because it'll be out here.
Boy, it sounds like we've got subscriptions to all the wrong magazines.
I'm telling you. James Harrison of the Pittsburgh Steelers refers to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell as a crook, as a devil, says he's stupid, among many other derogatory names. And he also calls out Ben Roethlisberger and Mendenhall. And I mean, he just friggin' goes off.
Mendenhall was stupid about the killing of Bin Laden. Did you see what he tweeted about the killing of Bin Laden?
Yes, another one.
Yeah, so screw Rashad Mendenhall. And but Roethlisberger, didn't he blame him for two interceptions in the Super Bowl?
He might have.
He's something like that. He went off on him.
Harrison has kind of become the poster child for the crackdown on dangerous hits.
Well, yeah, except that they keep making posters of these dangerous hits for us to buy. You know what I mean?
Right.
So right. You know, I'm sitting here watching NFL Network all week because I got to tell you, if if you want me to watch NFL Network, then make all free agency and everything happen in 3 days. And I am on there, man. I am glued because it's constant over and over and over again. Dude, this Jason Lockhan Fora has got to be the goofiest looking bastard on television. I'm dead serious. I'm serious, man. He looks like a walking turtle. But anyway, here it all is. It rolls right across because I lost my train of thought when it was going on about something here. So go ahead, take over, Tom.
Well, you know, you were talking about the hits being on the posters, and I mean, just
right
at the beginning of the show, I played Bart Scott saying this.
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
He's excited to knock somebody the hell out.
Right, as they, you know, as they showed, that's what I was going to say. As they show these free agents being picked up, they show them all getting crushed or getting, you know, or crushing people.
Sure.
You know, what was the name of the cornerback for Atlanta last year that laid out Deshaun Jackson? I can't remember. He got fined and he got knocked out for his trouble.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you that's on a highlight reel somewhere. That's on somebody's, you know, DVD that you can go buy at the Hall of Fame.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, hey, Roger Goodell, I don't care what you want. This is not the ABC Family Channel. And it's never going to be. If it ever becomes that, you will not have these billions of dollars that you're getting. Sorry.
Well, the fun thing about it is that you do have guys that make it that. Like, you know, in the old days that we all love and relish, Roger Staubach was, you know, Mr. Church Boy, right? So
that's
you
fine.
Love to smash his head in.
That's right? Fine.
You love to crush him.
But it's not going to be all nicey nice on the field.
But it's all there. It's all there. All you have to do is leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Just pay him. All we want is our circus. Just pay him. Look, the rest of the country's in a shithole. The whole world's going down the freaking toilet, man. Just give us our freaking football.
He was mad at Goodell, and he said, if that man was on fire and I had to urinate to put him out, I wouldn't do it. I hate him and will never respect him.
I hate him. I will never respect him. Yeah, man, you know, Tom, I was just speaking out, you know. I was just voicing my frustrations, man.
Is that right?
You know, sometimes, man, you just got to let it out. You know, I was all frustrated with the lockout and everything, and my employment possibilities, man, they was not looking so good. So I got to thinking about it, you know, and I said, James, you know, like, what is you good at? What am I good at, man? So I said, you know, well, I'm good at hitting things. I'm good at smashing guys into the ground and busting dudes up.
Right.
Right? Right. So then I looked my resume up on monster.com, you know, and I didn't have no hits on my page, man. There wasn't nothing. There wasn't nobody looking for anything like that, man. They want all kinds of other stuff, man, like computer experience or medical training or commercial pilot's license and stuff like that, you know? And so then I thought, well, damn, man, that sort of limits my options, don't it?
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, man. So, you know, after talking to my agent, man, I decided it'd probably be best if I apologized, you know, and try to let bygones be bygones and stuff, you know.
Well, let me ask you this. You also called Roger Goodell a dick.
Yeah.
You called him a dictator and a puppet.
Yeah, but you know, I meant like dictator and, you know, like he's got a big old dick, man. That's something we all talk about on the corner, man. Like, yo, man, you be a dictator and shit, you know? It's a good thing.
What?
You know, yeah, man. You be the puppet, you know? Hey, man, you be like the puppet, yo. Look at you, man. You the puppet, dude.
Okay, because I didn't understand, you know, because the dictator and the puppet kind of contradicted each other, so I wanted to ask you about
Well, that's what I, you know, that's kind of what I meant, man. He was like right in the middle, which is like, you know, where the cool people sit, because, you know, you ain't a dictator, you ain't a puppet, because you is either a dictator or you's a puppet. So, you know, you got to be, so I said, you know, I probably was wrong in even thinking something like that, so I figured I'd say, you know, that, you know, I was sorry and all that kind of stuff like that, you know, but, you know. I call him a crook and a devil and all that, but I meant it in the nicest way.
Yeah, you also said, why don't you quit and do something else, like start your own league and flag football? And I was going to say, but he's worked so hard to turn the NFL into one.
Well, no, man, I see, that was all taken out of context and shit, man, because I meant that, like, you know, why don't you, like, you know, do something, you know, your son, he'd be playing flag football and whatnot. Why don't you, like, be a coach and shit?
Mm.
That's all I meant. You know, when I said something like, you know, when he was on fire, I wouldn't piss on him to put him out, you know. Man, that was all taken out of context, too, because, you know, but that's like, for why come, that's like a sign of respect, man. I don't even have to piss on that nigga to put him out, you know, because, like, he's so cool, he'll just ice the flames.
You also said about Ben Roethlisberger. You said in regards to the Super Bowl, you said, hey, at least throw an interception on their side of the field instead of asking the defense to bail you out again or hand the ball off and stop trying to act like Peyton Manning. You ain't that, and you know it, man. You just get paid like he does. But I was going to mention, of the two interceptions he threw, one of them was returned to the 47-yard line from their side of the field, and the other one was returned for a touchdown, so that you never had to deal with that.
It don't make no difference, man. He could just stop throwing interceptions. We win a Super Bowl. It's that simple. Two plays, game over, his fault.
And then you called Rashard Mendenhall like fumble man or something?
He is fumble man. He lucky that's all I call him. He took his phone off of my phone list because I call him all kinds of other things because of what he had to say about, 9/11 and whatnot.
James, you know Mendenhall only had two fumbles last year.
Man, you know how hard it is to fly somewhere. Every time we got an away game, we got to go on all these watch lists and shit and get all anal cavity searches because of him.
What?
Serious, man. They always be hauling us out, putting us in the other room. Here, Brad Nova, grab your ankles, smile. Because of him.
Oh, because of his Twitter.
Because of his Twitter. Because of the stupid ass, he just can't keep his mouth shut, man. He just can't. He has to go ahead and look like he's some kind of tariff sympathizer or whatnot. And, the problem is, man, is he be saying stuff, but I be, like, doing stuff, man. I be smacking dudes all around, man, hurting people when they ain't looking. Look, man, look, here's the bottom line. I'm going to go ahead and forgive the commissioner for fining me and causing a lockout and all that kind of stuff, man. And I'm going to stick to what... I got what he said I should do to avoid all them fines and everything.
All right.
Yeah, man, he say, James, if you want to avoid getting fined and losing all your money, when you get close to somebody, you got to wave your arms around and yell, apple peaches, pumpkin pie, who not ready, holla eye. Yeah, and then if the dude with the ball holla eye, I can't hit him.
I think you're a great player, James. Don't worry about it, man.
I can't help it, man. They ain't going to let me in the Hall of Fame because they're afraid of me.
I heard your apology.
Yeah.
Interview that I did and my comments that I made about Roger Goodell were inappropriate at the least and, way out of line. I was speaking out of anger and frustration at the time. And, any comments that I may have made that, offended anyone, with my careless use of words, I apologize.
Well, now, see, I think I agree with pretty much everything you said about Roger Goodell.
Look, man.
I don't think you were out of line.
Yeah, but that ain't the point. I can't get a job at Kinko's, hitting people.
Yeah.
I can't get a job, like somewhere in some office building and they say, well, what kind of skills do you got, Mr. Harrison? I say, well, I'm a master of the clothesline. And then I hit that motherfucker upside the head. Wham. And next thing I know, man,
but that's why you work in the NFL. You don't need to work at Kinko's.
No, I know. See, so he's the boss. So I got to make sure the boss know I'm all right to be going to work. I don't need him throwing me out because I can't be selling.
What? He's not the boss. F him.
I can't be selling those shoes.
He ain't the boss. He's not the boss. The only boss you have to worry about are Mr. Rooney and your coach.
Mr. Rooney. Mr. Rooney over in the island. See, if I end up at a Foot Locker, man, with them referee shirts on, I'll be like, what do you mean you don't like it in black?
All right, James. Get out of here.
What do you know, Tom? We got some guests stopping.
Look
by.
At that.
Hey, what do you know? It's that kind of show today.
let's see. I got one more comment here from Robert Kraft about the lockout being over.
I believe you're going to see a very great NFL over the next decade. And I hope we gave a little lesson to the people in Washington because the debt crisis is a lot easier to fix than this deal was.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah, they didn't have to worry about, parking, Parking is a big thing. They don't even think about it over there in Washington. Parking held up this whole thing, Tom. Parking was big. I wanted to park my helicopter on top of the big football. It's outside of the Gillette Stadium, but they didn't say no. They said, if you park it up there, It's going to teeter, it's going to totter, and it's going to fall over into the player parking lot. It's going to smash some trucks and SUV. Jesus. I said, I don't care. F them. And so Tom Brady sued me because my helicopter fell down and hit his truck.
Yeah, you know, I remember the Patriots fans were quick to defend him in regards to us playing comments from him when he sounded drunk. And they were like, that's just the way he sounds. Well, listening to that comment right there, no, that is not just the way he sounds. I think we were right. He was drinking. And you know what? Really? You don't have to defend it because if I own an NFL team and they're playing in the Super Bowl, I'm going to have a fucking drink. I'm going to enjoy
it. They're winning.
What the hell?
They're winning
wrong
the
with
Super
that?
Bowl. Yeah, no shit, man. I'm telling you what. The thing is, not only are you a success in life, but you just won the Super Bowl. Hell yeah, I'm going to have a couple of drinks. No kidding. So, yeah, I mean, I actually saw people, I believe, on PatriotsPlanet.com, which is my favorite Patriots website, that said things like, you know, how dare Bag pick on him? He's got a, you know, some kind of disease or something that makes him,
yeah. You know, I got Chevisitis. I got Chevis Regalitis.
Yeah, big bottle of scotch disease. That's what he's got.
That's right. You know, it's 25 years old too, Tom. I've had it since I was 60.
I think it's just that they just have to defend any time there's any type of criticism at all or any type of critique even. I mean, I think if I went, you know what? Those damn Patriots are good. They'd be like, don't you be saying that shit about my team.
We're overrated. Shut up.
Right.
Hey, they got Albert Haynesworth, man, and they got Ocho Cinco. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Yeah. I think Ocho Cinco's a really good move. Albert Haynesworth, man, I'll tell you what. He didn't practice today, Tom. You know what? He didn't go out on the he didn't go out on the practice field today. And Bill Belichick, when they asked him about it, said that he just wasn't ready to practice. He wasn't quite ready to go.
Right.
Boy, does that sound familiar. What do you think? What do you think he was doing? Remember last time he went, he did the wind sprint and then he had to go to the bathroom. So he went to the bathroom. So, he was either in the bathroom or he was trying to, he strained his wrist trying to get his credit card away from the breast of some woman, some waitress. maybe he was awarded some citation for bravery for stopping a motorist at a stoplight and getting out and telling the guy how badly he was driving. I don't know if you heard about that, but he got out and punched some guy at a stoplight. He's also suing him. Let's see what else. Oh, maybe he stopped off in Philadelphia on his way up to Boston so he could take another nap at Michael Vick's feet. Actually, you know what I think it was, Tom? I think that because he stole $45 million from Dan Snyder, all the Tea Party activists up in Boston threw him in the harbor to hide him from evil Obama's taxing eye. the tax eye from Mordor. Looking for Albert Haynesworth and all his money.
Oh, man.
He's not ready to practice. No shit. You know, I'll tell you what, though, man. I think we got a fifth-round pick for him. We got a sixth-round pick for McNabb and a conditional pick, and everybody's acting like it's a success.
Yeah.
Sorry. Pathetic fit.
I'll tell you what I don't understand. I am completely baffled by this whole...
You are baffled.
I'm baffled.
You are baffled. It's baffling.
By this whole circus over Kevin Cobb.
You know, yeah.
First off, the Eagles get a second-round pick and Cromartie for Cobb, and then Cobb gets, a five-year, $60 million contract from the Cardinals?
And the red carpet treatment as if he is the next anointed king.
What has he ever done?
Two games.
He's done nothing.
That's it. Two games.
I don't get it. I do not get it at all.
He had two good games, and I think, doesn't he hold the record for the two longest interception returns in history against?
I just don't get it.
You know, well, see, how many times have we seen this, though, man? A quarterback that does good for two or three times in a backup role goes off and becomes the starter somewhere and miserably fails. The exception would be Matt Schaub, I would say. But most of the time, you get Scott Mitchell.
Scott Mitchell,
you get Rob Johnson.
Yeah.
You get Danny Werfel.
Yep.
Okay. These are what you get when you when people go spending money on these backups, man. And Kevin Cobb, I don't know. The only thing I think is a saving grace down there is that they got Fitzgerald, obviously. And didn't they just sign a running back? I got to go pull up NFL.com. There's so many signings going on, Tom. I love these 3 days. I think they did.
That's all I got. We got any email?
Oh, no, I don't have any email this week because there's so many emails that came in over the offseason that said, where the hell are you guys?
Yeah, man? Every email says, do a show, right. Damn it.
Yeah, right. So I figured I'd hodgepodge them all in and say it's from everybody, and it says, where the hell are you guys? And, well, here we are. Yay.
All right. Well, coming up this season, we will have a gridiron challenge again.
Okay, cool.
And everybody can get involved in that. And this show probably did not sound like we were in, you know, mid-season form because we're not. It's the preseason, and this is what you get.
Right, absolutely. I mean, you know, seriously, my pads weren't in the right locker. I'm not fully prepared yet because I don't quite know the playbook for the year.
I've been,
you know, we've got a new offensive coordinator.
I've been sitting on a boat waiting for the lockout to end, so I wasn't, you know. Hey.
Yeah. So I mean, you know.
But this is preseason.
Outside that 3 mile limit, just daring those pirates to come and get you.
Just like the guys calling the games on TV and the referees, and you know, we all got to get in shape, get ready for the season opener, so we can hit the ground running.
That's right. You know, I always find that phrase, hit the ground running, to be kind of ridiculous because I don't know where it came from. Is it somebody that jumps off a train? Is it somebody that fell out of an airplane?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, by the way, speaking of people that could fall out of an airplane and survive, two people up near where you live today, I read about this in a town called Springfield, which is, what, 45 minutes from you?
Yep.
Fell out of a freaking Wright Brothers model airplane that they made that they were flying around in up about 2,000 feet.
Oh,
and it crashed.
God.
Imagine that. It crashed and killed two guys. Oh, there you go. Darwin Award winners. There's a reason why the Wright Brothers only flew about 6 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
Because it was exactly a long way down if that thing fell apart.
Exactly. All right. We should be back in a couple of weeks with another show.
Yeah, man. You know how it is. We all warm up to it. So you get your show here. That gives you just enough to tease, right? It's like seeing, you know, it's like seeing a girl's panties.
But you don't have to wait 3 months for the next one.
No, just about a week or two.
Yeah, we'll have a couple three shows before the season starts.
I always like that word, couple three.
And
so it has promise.
Yeah. bcrh-forums.net for the message board.
Yeah, I guess we got to get back over there and start populous again. Get over there and start.
Oh, I didn't say I was going to be there. I'm just telling you, there's a message board at bcrh-forums.net.
Yeah, you can go talk about things and say, God, what a bunch of boring assholes. Listen to them. They don't know what to say.
Right, and we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
To advertise the McCafe range from McDonald's, we could use a deep voiceover.
Like this. They describe our coffee using words like robust and intense, but said very slowly and with an echo. Robust, robust, robust. Intense, intense, intense. We could do all that.
But we don't. What we do is use freshly ground Arabica beans and organic milk. McCafe. Great tasting coffee. Simple.